Zeichen ist was Avi Moriachum mit Yisrael Pilchus, Zeichen ist der Mr. Daniel Shane, was Yisrael Shua Falak. Okay, good morning everybody. Good to see you all. Okay.
Good morning.
Good. We should begin mentioning the Petira of Rabbi Cheskel Roth. Rabbi Cheskel Roth was one of the Gedolei HaPoskim of our generation. Zlavai, I think, is today in Bar Park and then Eretz Yisrael. The big, big going, the big paisik. Yeah, I put him in the packet. Emek Tshuva. He wrote this sefer Emek Tshuva. Remember when we were doing about Bizmanim, as we
Think about what he also from the Nida packet also.
Yeah, in the Nida packet as well. Cheskes Tara, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim of our generation, Rabbi Cheskel Roth, and. So unfortunately, he was nifter, and we should acknowledge that. Okay.
We used to go for a little bit, right?
Yeah, Harari and I used to go. He used to. I remember once he passed my lulav once, but he was still a gadol, even though he passed my lulav. No.
It wasn't possible, it was only a little bit.
He's working with the Rashba Shita, perhaps, you know, that it was going to, I think the Rashba, that eventually would get open more. Okay, we are holding in Chazara, 40, page 6, question 43. Okay, Tein Divrei Hamogen Avrom, back in Chofal. Tein Divrei Hamogen Avrom, B'Shem Tikune Shabbos, B'Zman Sheyesh L'Kaddish B'Shabbos. That, when he's supposed to make Kiddush on Shabbos. So, this, I made a whole separate packet, which we didn't get to yet. So, but we just mentioned it briefly, that one shouldn't make Kiddush between the 6th and 7th hour. Because that's Mazel Madim. Well, the article quotes that to be Mars. That Mazel Mars is Shoilet. And that's Shvichas Domim. And therefore, you shouldn't make Kiddush during that Zman. So we're going to have a broader packet about that, Bez Hashem, in the future packet. But, so some people, Hasidic circles, they're very makpid. So if you look on here, page 10, it says, because of the Tikkun Shabbos, she kadesh kodem laila. So he said, we'll have to see more. But Kitchilas Leil Shabbos, he Mazal Madim. That's when it's from 6 to 6, you know. So the beginning of the night is Mazal Madim. So, Uvusof Yom Vav, who Mazal Tzedek. Which is Mazal Tzedek? Is that.
Maybe Jupiter?
I think it was Jupiter,
maybe.
Yeah. I think it was Jupiter.
Jupiter.
The article says that, yeah. Jupiter. So that's a mazel of tzedek, rachamim. So it's better to make kiddush during mazel tzedek, even though that's earlier, than to make it during mazel madim, which is more bizman. Which is interesting, because the Rambam, you know, the famous Rambam, I don't think the Rambam was working with this, says, you know, you make kiddush samach l'chnisasa. You know, so this fits in well with that, because some also could be Mazel Tzedek as opposed to Mazel Madin.
Yeah, but Rambam was a rationalist.
Yeah, but Rambam was a rationalist here. He wasn't working with these, things. But sometimes it could work out anyway, like that. But I wanted to make a separate packet on this, so. When we finish Chazara, that packet is one of the up-and-coming packets. Even though it's not something that every, you're not in the Hasidic world, you, You probably don't follow this. Most people in the Hasidic world not only don't follow it, they've not even heard of it. But it's the first Magen Avraham. You know? It's the first Magen Avraham in Kiddush, Reish Ayin Aleph. He says, from Tikkuni Shabbos, that's by the Arizal. Sheikadish Kodim Laila, Kitilas Lel Shabbos Umazel Madin, Vusyom Yomvav Umazel Tzedek. Lachaini Kadish Betzedek. That's what Rav Katan just said. You should, that when the mazel of, when Jupiter is shailing, that's, okay, so that's, okay.
What shall they run afterwards? What shall they bathe their mother?
Okay, so we'll have to see in the packet. Tzedek, Madim, the Gemara in Shabbos says, oh, Rashi there has the whole list of how it goes. So that's in the coming packet. You know, if I might have it right here. If you ask the question, I could maybe look it up quickly. So whatever, we'll find it in a different time. Okay. And question 44, there was Nogea recently. Tain divrei harama mipanu. Harama mipanu, Rabbi Nachum Azariah mipanu. Im yochol lahamtin lekadosh b'leil Shabbos. So are you allowed to... wait, in other words, really, you're not supposed to wait. You're supposed to make Kiddush right away. Right, that's what Magen Avraham says. Lechol v'yahel in the Kaddish, but the same Magen Avraham quotes Menachem Azariah b'tshuva, shim eino ta'ev lechol yochol lahamtin. So that some people were relying on this the other Shabbos when we, you know, you had Sudas Purim that you know that day, so not everyone was so hungry to eat right away. So this is a situation we said, well, in other words, if you're not ta'ev, then you could wait. Whereas normally we say you shouldn't wait, you should make Kiddush right away, have the meal. But if your mom, but there's no mitzvah to have the meal if you're really not, so hungry for it. So that's the heter of the Rama Mipanu. He says, "Eino toiv lechol yochol lahamtin." Shekvar zocher also b'knisoso b'vei sakneses, because you already yotzei the din of Kiddush. In other words, it's not proper. Like the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, it's not proper to acknowledge Shabbos. Shabbos is the guest. So it's not proper to acknowledge Shabbos. Shabbos is here and you didn't acknowledge it yet. You know, so that's not a proper thing. But if you already acknowledge the coming of Shabbos in the Tefillah, so then that's okay. So you fulfilled your thing. Okay. That's 45. 46. Tein divrei Rabbi Kiva Eger benogel Kiddush b'yom Kippurim. Shechal b'Shabbos. Right, so if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos...
Sorry, we still have 45, Rabbeinu.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, so you're right. Tein divrei Magen Avraham v'mashochiach mirabbeinu tam mi she'ein lo yikadesh klal. Right, so Rabbeinu tam says mi she'ein lo yayin lo yikadesh klal. There's most hold that if you don't have yayin, you can make kiddush on pas. But Rabbi Tam doesn't hold that way. So, but then you're not going to be able to do any. If you're not going to make kiddush at all, then you're going to lose out on the deraisa. So the answer is no. The deraisa you yotzi ready in shul. So it's not a problem. Al korcha the day b'tfila. So that's be divera magen avraham mashochich be rabbeinu tam to mishe lo yayin it should say yayin I left out a word lo yikadosh klal meaning because if you don't rabbeinu tam is different than the other rishonim that says you can be kadosh al pas. Rabbeinu tam says if you don't have yayin you don't be kiddush at all. So argue with Vata with the Raisa, the answer is no. The Raisa you yotzi in tefillah. Okay, that was 45. 46. Tein divrei Rabbi Kiva Eger b'nogei l'kiddush miyom ha-kippur b'shachal b'shabbos. So what happens when your kippur falls out on Shabbos? Your kippur falls out on Shabbos. What page is that?
Page 10? Yes.
So we don't make Kiddush when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Why don't we make Kiddush to be Yotze the Daraisa? Al Kochem Mishum Yotze Mitfila. What could we have done? We could have made Al Kiddush Al Kos and not drink the Kos, or, you know, not make the bar pair often and just hold up a coast. We don't do that. This is going on the Magen Avraham. Says that these are all under Rabbanan. So if you don't have Yayin, you're okay. So all these things are under Rabbanan. So then, Yom Kippur, they didn't make the din de Rabbanan. And if they don't have Yayin, they don't make the din de Rabbanan. Now, question 47, the sheet of the Magen Mishnah. That the Magen Mishnah says, what about Kiddush on Yontif? So the Magen Mishnah makes this comment that Kiddush on Yontif is only Drabban. That's Perchav Tes, Shabbos Halacha Chaf Aleph. The Kiddush Kiddush and Yontif Zor. And we'll discuss it again, that the Chasam Sofer explains why is there only the Rabbanim. Because on Shabbos is all what? Shev al Tase, right? So you have to make Kiddush, and this way you show that the reason why you're resting on Shabbos is not because you're tired, but this is, you know, L'Shem Hashem. So it has to be, you have to proclaim that you, about something about Shabbos. So you make Kiddush to say that the fact that I'm not going to work for the next 24, 25 hours is L'Shem Hashem. It's not because I'm lazy or something like that. So, because there's no, everything else on Shabbos is Shev Al Tase. Same thing on Yom Kippur. But Yontif is, you know, you bring certain korbanos, more proactive. So we'll see. So therefore, you don't need Yontif to make the pronouncement, because the fact that you're shaking the lulav, you're doing that. So that's the proactive. You're sitting in the sukkah. Let's have the Chasam Sofer we saw, right? But that's the Magen Mishnah. He's the one that says that That Kiddush on Yontif is only Derabbanan.
Is that why you can make it on Mashka on Yontif? Is that it?
Well, what?
Thank you. I know some people, like, for example, Sukkos, Sukkos Torah, and Chabadic students, they, like, they make Kiddush on Mashka. Like,
no, but they would do that on Shabbos also.
They can go on, we can go on Shabbos. Or Chabadic.
I mean, Shabbos day, but it's only, Yeah, that's a different thing. We'll get to that. Okay. Tain divrei Imre Yosher. Who's Imre Yosher? Was Rameya Arik. Masha Kosov Imre Yosher, she isha yotzes kiddush bamiris tchinus b'shas hadlokas neiros. He says, a woman in Yotze Kiddush Midoraisa with Neir Shabbos, they sing Tchinos. So we looked it up, right? Who, Avram Levitt looked it up? Others, that we didn't see any mention of Shabbos in the Tchinos. Right? So Avram Levitt, who's that? Avram Levitt, the fact that you just mentioned the word Shabbos, maybe, is... apparently there were different Uschos on what the tchinas are. Right, the tchinas we have is that we are children, we have sons who become Talmidei Chachamim and things like that. So that's the Imre Yosher. But then we mentioned another idea that, from question 49, that the Nusach of Chabad, and I made a special, another packet about this, believe it or not. Because this is what, we didn't have a full packet about this, right? But we looked up in the Tilas Hashem, hey, you're a Chabadnik, right? So the Tilas Hashem, Siddur, says, Lahadlik Ner Shal Shabbos Kodesh, right? Right, so Shabbos Kodesh, and I made a whole packet discussing where it's the Mokker for that and everything. So that's coming attractions also. So those were two packets that I made that we didn't do yet, but I made them because we mentioned about not making Kiddush between 6 and 7 and the different Nusach. So what's the Pshat? So it could be the Pshat is because the Rambam says to be Yotze Kiddush, it's not only mentioning Shabbos, but praising the Shabbos. Mekadesh Shevach HaShabbos. So that's why you say Hadlik Nesh Shabbos Kodesh. So then you're praising the Shabbos, so then you yotze kiddush daraisa. So even though maybe she didn't daven ma'ariv, but she's definitely badlik daneiros, and if she said badlik daneiros Shabbos kiddush, so then it could be yotze the daraisa. I'm not telling anyone who doesn't have this minute to do so. But if one who does have the minute, so that could be an explanation of the minute. Ladlik Ner Shal Shabbos Kodesh. Okay. Good. Tain Divrei Tosfos Sukkah Vinim Nashim Motzias HaNashim B'Megillah. So we had a mug of rum, the Sif Cotton Bays. On page 11. So it says the Hikshab. Yeah.
Are we in Hikshab Bays already?
Yeah, we're in packet. Oh, no, this is Chaval. I'm sorry, you're right.
Okay.
But one second, let me see. Yeah, I mean, it happens to be in both packets, so we can look in Chav Beis. You're right, technically I said Chav Beis, so we could start Chav Beis already. Yeah, we're technically Chav Beis, yeah, okay. You're right. Hikshabach, Maishna Megillah, the Imot Zios, Kimosha Kosim, Simon Tofresh Pektas. Vishnamitsi Divetaisi Sukkah, Kosvo came in the Rabbim Haim, Zilum Humilsa. So the Bach asked the question, how come by Megillah, it says here, Noshim Chayavs Mekiddish, right? Umotzias says Ha'anoshim, they can be Motzi men. So how come by Megillah not? So he says, she forgot the words of Tosfos that say that I guess Megillah, there are a lot of people there, like by Kiddush, I mean, it's your house, you have your husband, how many people are there? Not so many people. But in Megillah, it's a whole tzibur, so it's not sanua for her to get up and be motzi a whole tzibur. I mean, but that requires a whole discussion of, you know, as Rabbi Benish Ginsburg was talking to me about. Okay, so let's continue. What about a cotton? Can a cotton make kiddush for the mother? If Chas v'Shalom, the father's not there, could a cotton make? So Moganav says, Pashat the cotton ain't a motzi isha. Cotton is only chayv chinuch midrabbanon. The isha is the raisa. And even if he's yud gimel shana, but who says he has shtei saras? Right. In other words, there's a chazaka that if you have gimel shana v'yomecha, you have shtei saras. But that we all use that chazaka for dinim derabbanon. But for mili daraisa lo samchinen. Mili daraisa we're not samech until he has facial hair. So therefore, if she has a choice for her bar mitzvah boy to be saying the father is whatever is away, whatever the father's there, whatever the reason it is, she shouldn't have her bar mitzvah boy's son make kiddush for her. She should make kiddush for herself. Because maybe he's still a cotton. He just had his 13th birthday and 13th day, but you need shtei saras. Maybe he doesn't have. But we rely on chazaka, we don't rely on the chazaka for a deraisa. So in order for him to be motzi his mother, he has to have a chiv deraisa. But who says he has a chiv deraisa? Because who says he has shei saras? There's a chazaka, but the chazaka only works for dinim derabbanan, not for dinim deraisa. Then we had the discussion of arvus. Could a woman be motzi? Can a man be motzi a woman? She has a chiv derais for kiddush, but the man already davened in shul. So now we know there's a concept of arvus that even if you be yotzi already, afal pi yoshe yotza motzi. But the Rosh says in brachas there's no arvus for nashim. So that means a woman can't be motzi a man. But the question is, does it work both ways? That's the suffix of the Noda Bihuda. Ani mistapichi, ma'isha eina b'chval arvus, da'ayna shehi eina areva barachayrim, aval ha'anoshim shekibul arvus, there are a har or not, or there's no arvus either way. Because the Rosh was talking about whether women can be motzi men with benching. If a woman have a chiv derais in benching. So then the Rosh asked the question, but who cares if she, but isn't there still, she can be motzi and be did arvus? So he says, no, ain't arvus the noshim. So she's not responsible to be motzi men. But doesn't that mean the man is not responsible to motzi her? So that's a suffix. So if you hold that it works both ways, then there would be no arvus. Then there'd be a question of how could a husband make kiddush for his wife if he doesn't have a chiv derais anymore because he was yotzi in shul. But Rabbi Kita, that, so that's the Dogam Ravava, says the Kasha.
Rabbi, when you go to Shul and they do they repeat Shmona Esrei, the Shul Tzibur repeats it. So would that be similar to being Motze everyone? So in other words, he's Motze also the women in Shul, no?
Say again.
When the Shul Tzibur repeats Shmona Esrei in Shul, isn't the point to be Motze everybody in case they didn't say it or something, so it's whoever comes to Shul, even the women, no?
When?
When you come to Shul.
Well, Chazar Sashatz?
Yeah. So you see Arvus maybe would work for women.
No, but Chazar Sashatz, like you talk about Chazar Sashatz.
Right.
That's, I don't know, does that mean did Arvus? Is that, or is that just like Rav Shechter says from Rav Soloveitchik, that's just we did like a korban, you know, part of the tzibur, tefillas ha-tzibur? Okay, maybe. I don't know if it's something we did arvus per se. Okay, something to think about. But Rabbi Givager says of Ort that no, what it means is no arvus for noshim. All it means is if a woman is not chayiv in a particular mitzvah, then she doesn't have arvus. Say if she's not chayiv because of Muslim, so she can't be motzi a man. Because she doesn't have responsibility for that mitzvah, so she's not even responsible for herself, and she's not responsible for other people. Right? But by Kiddush, since she's a chayiv of, she has a chayiv of Kiddush, then she has a chayiv of arvus also. So with Russia, ain't arvus noshin, he was talking about benching, because benching, the Gemara was mistopic, that maybe benching, woman doesn't have a chayiv d'oraisa. So that was the word. So that's the word of Arvus Venoshim. So the Rush says the Arvus Venoshim doesn't have that. A woman can't be motzi a man in benching if she only has benching with the Rabbana. And the Rush is talking about for a woman to be motzi a man. And then the Dogam Ravava says that maybe it works both ways, that a man doesn't have any Arvus to be motzi a woman. But Rabbi Kivega says no, it doesn't mean either of those things. What it means is that in a mitzvah that a woman doesn't have a chiv in for herself, that she doesn't have, like if she doesn't have a chiv in Birkas HaMazon, she doesn't have arvus for the man. But Kiddush, she definitely has a chiv. So even though she said Kiddush already, or he said Kiddush already, he still can be motzi har, he did arvus, because she has a chiv. Even though there's no arvus nashim, that's only by mitzvahs that they don't have a chiv. So once they don't have a chiv for themselves, they don't have arvus to be motzi achir. That's the word. And that's from 53 is Rabbi Kivega, 52 is Rabbi Kivega, 53 is the Dogel Mervava. Then question 54. By Inyan Ainsh Ain Srichim Lachavim Bibiuchon Lemitzvahs Kiddush. Whereas the question is, when you're making Kiddush, so most people, they just daven Shmon Esrei. They're not having Kavanah, you know, like Daniel Albert, Hene Mucha Nehum, Kai Mitzvah Sesei Shel Kiddush. They just daven. So what's the story? If you're just davening, if you're just davening, so then what's the story? Like, do we assume you have automatic kavana? You have automatic not kavana? So, one second. So we said, Ba'er ha'inyin she'ein tzrichim l'chavim b'miuchel l'mitzvah's Kiddush. So that was Kaf. Kufnun. Kaf Kufnun days. Going up to Tavkav Tkufnuv Gimel. Oh, so Rav Goodman pointed out that maybe certain mitzvahs, normally we say mitzvahs Tzvichas Kavana, right? But certain mitzvahs, maybe it's automatic that this. Certain mitzvahs, the point of the mitzvah is to accomplish something. Like he quotes here from the Ramban. But he says over first the Chasam Sofer that we said that the purpose of Kiddush is to accomplish, to show that the Shvisa is the Shvisa Nikaris. Right? So the Mela, that's the mitzvah of Kiddush. So he says that the purpose of the mitzvah is to accomplish something. In other words, I want to make this Shvisa. So I did it. I said this is I proclaimed. So even if I'm not mechaveh l'shem mitzvah, but the purpose of the mitzvah is the poel yotze. So he says here from the Marav Shik and the Machzis HaShekel that. Here, 1 second. Like Shechita. Shechita, you do a mitzvah, you accomplish something. You shecht, now the animal is. So, say you did a proper Shechita, but you didn't have Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah Shechita. You did it. But Lemaisa, you didn't do the L'Shem Avodah Zarah, you just did it because you're doing the Shechita. And the Shechita, like when you shake a lulav, you're doing a mitzvah. You know? So then you have to have kavanah to do a mitzvah. So you're not, maybe in the olam asal yonim, but you're not accomplishing anything. You know, you're doing the mitzvah. But some mitzvahs, you're creating a status as a result. You're shechting. So now it's a kosher thing. So whenever the mitzvah is a poel yotze, it's creating a status. So then even if you didn't have kavanah, the maisa, you created the status. So he wants to say, Rav Gutman, this. So just like by Shechita, you might not need Kavana because the Pearl Yotze, he quotes this from the Sefer Melo Rowan. Chol mitzvah shetachlis, on page 17, Rav Gutman says, shetachlis umshum eze dover nimshach mimenu. Dover ze nasa af below Kavana, kerem b'shechita. Tachlis um lo salak ha'isra, shal gabi ha'meva. Ze nasa gab below Kavana, shal reha shor shochad l'fanecha. So you did the tachlis ha'mitzvah. Shenitbal Gufa was going into the mikvah. So, at least for chulin, not for truma, whatever. He went in. So you, and now we have the matar you. So even if you didn't have kavana, it was matar you. So he's saying the same thing by Kiddush. Now you made the shvisa to a shvisa nikaris. So even though you weren't, when you were saying Shmon Esrei, you didn't have in mind Hini Muchan Muzuma and the Kai Mitzvah Sesei Shel Kiddush, but Lemaisa, you made the Shvis of Shabbos into a Shvis on Ikeres. So Mela, even if you didn't say, or not even you didn't say, but you didn't think it, Lugabe, Harani Mukhar Muzuma, Mekayim Mitzvah, Sasei Shal Kiddush, you still we yotze kiddush, because mitzvahs that have a poil yotze, that's what Rav Goodman's quoting from the Sefer Melo Aroim. Mitzvahs that have a poil yotze, even if you didn't have kavana for them, you still yotze the mitzvah. Even the mandomer mitzvah sviches kavana. So shchit is an example, tefillah is an example. So he wants to say, even Rav Goodman, based on the Chasam Sofer, that kiddush is also an example. Chalitza. When you do chalitza, so it's a Muslim mitzvah, and it's going to create a status change. Now she's mutter, l'shuk. So even though you didn't have kavana, but still, for the shame mitzvah per se, you had kavana to do chalitza. If you didn't have kavana, mitzvah, that wasn't, you know. So Rav Goodman explains, that's why the Rishon, the Poskim Asum is Pasha, when you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you yotze Kiddush. Even though, who has in mind? How many people have in mind when they daven Shmoneh Esrei Friday night that had in mind the shame mitzvah's Kiddush? Most people don't.
Yeah. Would Mila fall in the same category?
Yeah, he quotes that also.
He does? Okay.
I'll show you. He quotes it here. Let me see if I can find it. Mila also might be in the same category. I just saw it here. I'll try to find it for you. Here. On page 21. You see the paragraph, Mitzvah Shemachshe Yotziyat Bali Kavana. So at the end of that paragraph, it says, O Zayin. He says, "Kvosh Avibar Shalom Zayin V'Divrei Chasam Sofer Melo Roim L'Gavi Mitzvahs Mila." And then that was 54. The 55 is the Chasam Sofer we just said over, the Mitzvahs Kiddush of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. That was Chasam Sofer, the Shulchan Aruch from the beginning of, on the first page of the packet here. I didn't bracket it, but the first page of the Otzar Mefarshim, when it says that the Kiddush Hayom and Yom Kippur is the Raisa, Mikra Kodesh, and Shabbos also. And then he quotes that we know the Magen Mishnah says Yontif is only the Rabbanon, because Shabbos is no Kumvasei. So therefore you need to proclaim that it's Shabbos L'Shem Hashem. But Yontif is Mitzvah Chagiga, Riyah, Simcha. So this kumva says, so then you don't need, so then that shows that you're observing yontif, you're not doing malach on yontif, l'shem Hashem. So you're doing positive things also. Shabbos, there are no positive things. Shabbos is, so therefore that's why you have to have that positive thing of Kiddush. And have the Suda, Kiddush Mokum Suda. But if it would have been for the Yontif, there are other things besides the Kiddush that are positive. So we don't need the Kiddush to be the positive thing to show that you show this L'Shem Hashem. Because you're bringing a Korban Riyah and a Korban Simcha, and you're eating the Simcha, you're doing a lot of positive things also. And Shabbos has no positive things, so then you needed one positive thing, naming Kiddush. And then Kiddush needs the Suda. So that's the one positive thing you have on Shabbos, to make it a Shvisa L'Shem Hashem. Okay, good. That was question 55. 56. But Nechelku Ha'Eliyah Rabbah V'Atosefes Shabbos V'Nogei L'Kavod B'Tfilah Tzeis Yidei Mitzvahs Kiddush. So the Eliyahu Rabbo says that a woman that daven Maariv, she's Yotzei the Daraisa. She's Yotzi the Darais. Isha should follow Mar, Motzi, the Kvar, Azlach, Yuva, the Raisa. So the Kiddush, the Yotavidu, the Rabbana, etc. But the Tosefa Shavuos says that what? Kazama, the Rama, the Motzi. The Tosefta Shabbos says, but she didn't have Kavanah. So therefore, so that's the question, whether when a woman davens, is it automatic that she's Yotzei Kiddush? So Rav Gutman said, because maybe it's a special type of mitzvah, but there seems to be a machlokas that Eliyahu Rabbah says, yeah, you're Yotzei, but the Tosefta Shabbos says, no. Because who said she had kavana? And he doesn't work with this idea that that you don't need kavana. So he says it's not so pashut that a woman is yotzei the deraisa when she davened.
Yeah, according to the Rav, that it's like before, you should need kavana, right? According to the Rav. The Rav said, like before.
Before. So that's what the Alarah says. If she Dalmar, then her bar mitzvah boy could be Motzihar. And the Tosefta Shabbos is not that way. But Rav Harari is saying that from Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter says this, and maybe it's from Rav Soloveitchik, that the idea of Shabbos comes by itself. But just like when a Bechor, the firstborn animal, comes out, it's Kaddish. But still, there's a mitzvah to say to makdish it. Usually, by another animal, you have to makdish it because it's not kaddish until you makdish it. By bechor, it's kaddish meirechem. So Rav Shechter said, and Rav Soloveitchik said that it's like bechor that you have a kaddish bepeh, even though it's kaddish meelof. So then Rav Harari thought, if you don't have specific kavana, maybe I don't know. Is that so pashut what you're saying, Rav Harari? That if
you have to be mostly, you're doing something to add some kedusha to it. I don't know.
Maybe.
What does it mean by before? You're not. There's no dimension of some. I don't know what the meaning is, but it's. Kedusha wants you to do something too.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. Could be. Rav Harari. It could be. But maybe the fact that you did it, you don't need kavana. Maybe the fact that you did it, you said, okay. Then ten divrei chasam sofer being leiv bez master. The Rav Gutman quoted here from chasam sofer, chasam leiv bez master. The tshuva. But maybe if I care, that when you're davening Shmon Esrei, like the Chachomim Dafka said, you're not Yotzei with Tefillah. Because they want you to be Yotzei, but since they make Kiddush on the coast, they masakin it, they want you to do the Doraisa based on what they made the takana on. So if you're going to be yotzei ready to tefillah, they don't want you to be yotzei with tefillah. It doesn't matter. They take away your kavana, so to speak. When they take away the mitzvah, they show your kiddush makom. They want that the kiddush makom suda should be a daraisa, and the kiddush aliyah should be daraisa. So the Chassam Sofer says in the tshuva, the tefillah havikim chavnim lehedya shalolatzis. So they make it as if, like when you daven Shemar Esrei, it's like you're having negative kavana. Thank you, Rabbi Kiva Benavia, the Holy Kiddush be Yom Kippur Kiva Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Preparation has to be in English. See? And the other thing it was that Maram Shik. First, he quotes from Goodman on page 21 that for the Machtz itself, Marm Shik, that once you Mispal Marv and you say Beferish, Kiddush, Hashem Hashem, that's Kiddush. So that he wants to explain with the. With the idea of a piled Yotze. But then he says here. By Yom Kippur Shachal Yosef Shabbos, he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gemara on page 21. You should have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah b'tfilas arvus shel Yom Kippur. When you daven marv that night, you should be yotzei. The Chassam Sofer said also. He says maybe that's the same idea, that you have kavana to be yotzei kiddush and so if you have lots of things, mitzvahs kiddush d'oraisa b'tfilas arvus. According to Machtzis Hashekel, even if you didn't have kavana. As long as you had kavana to be masked the kedusha shayom, even though you didn't have kavana for the mitzvah per se, it was chiras shabbos or yom kippur. The guy lost kavana, and the same thing by a woman. If she didn't have kavana, she's still yotzei. Okay. Tain de Ramachis Hashekel in Kavodos Aisha. So Ramachis Hashekel says, here we can read it inside. This is Shekel, let's see. What page is that? Here's the page in the Machzis Shekel. Or is it in the pack? I made a supplement. Is it in the supplement? Let's see, 1 second. It should be here. Rav Gruber says it means that Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Cotton Base. Let's see if it's in the packet or we'll see it in Rav Gruber's page. Yeah. What page?
On page 14. Maybe. Aval Anis Dati.
She has kavanah to daven a Shabbos from Esrei. If Zed die, if Yaspik, let's say, is in a Kiddush Doraisa. We can see if the Shabbos lasts. It doesn't say you have to make Kiddush, give Zachrei. You should remember Shabbos. So this kavanah, the Haskir, is Yom, you should mention Shabbos. It doesn't say you should make Kiddush, you should mention Shabbos. So she's mentioning Shabbos. She knows she's mentioning Shabbos. So it doesn't say Lassos Kiddush. Zochar Yom Shabbos, Zachreyu. So you should have kavanah. So that's good enough. Tein inyan shel Kiddush b'Yom Kippur al pi Gemara Shavuos, right? The Gemara Shavuos says that you have to. That was what the Chacham Sofer quotes. That you see on the first page here. Korah b'kvar Kiddush. That it's Yom Kippur, even if lo kara mikra kodesh, right? You give a lamed aleph. Chasam Sofer quotes it. Did I put that in the packet, or we just saw it in the?
It's on page 13.
13.
Rashi. 13.
Oh, 13. Okay.
We have Rashi and Tosfos.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 13 is. Well, it's Yom Kippur, even a little Korah Mikra Kodesh. Well, Kiblo Birchosa, Omer Mekadji Shirov Yom Kippur. And Tosa says, Korah Mikra Kodesh, Shemodesh Shebezna Kachu, Shovas Loch Mishul Kedusha Sayom. Rashi says, Perish Bekudsha Shalom Kiblo Olam Birchosa, Omer Mekadji Shirov Yom Kippur. He says, you have to, that's Korah Mikra Kodesh. And Rabbi Natan says, that you have to be shoves from the Shem Hashem. Well, Kibbul B'Rechosav, he says, that's what Rashi says, you have to make the bracha of Kaddish Yisrael V'Yom Kippur. Tosa says Kara Mikra Kodesh means Shemoda Shebezna Kitshu Veshovis Mablacha Beshvil Kedushas Hayom. He's Shovis because of Kedushas Yom. He's not just being Shovis because he's lazy. But that's the idea. But it's still Yom Kippur. That's what the Brisa says. Yachol Lo Yom Kippur Im Chaper unless you Kara Mikra Kodesh. It's still Yom Kippur, but it's still, it should be preferably Korah Mikra Kodesh. Either you make the brachas of Kadosh Yom Vazmanim of Yom Kippurim, Kadosh Yom Kippurim, or Korah Mikra Kodesh means you admit that you're shoveis, not because you're lazy, but because L'shem Hashem. Karmic Kosha Modesh and Bezdin Kachu the Shovis Mulakh Mishwa Kedusha Sayyam. So that's why when you make Kiddush, so that you're saying that. That's the idea. You make Kiddush. You have to make Kiddush on Yom Kippur. So the Rabbi Kivenga says, you have in mind in the davening, you don't say Kiddush. So that's the Karim Mikra Kiddush. Even though you don't have Kiddush Aliyayim, but still you have to be Karim Mikra Kiddush. It's still Yom Kippur even if you weren't. It's still Machaber even if you weren't, but still it should be Karim Mikra Kiddush. And that's a Chasam Sofer's Vort, that these things that are very passive, you have to infuse a statement to show that you're doing it not because you're a lazy guy. You're doing it because it's L'Shem Hashem that you're being Shofas and Yom Kippur. But Yontif has also many other positive things that you don't need the proclamation of Kiddush Midaraisa. And that's what Chasam Sofer says, the idea of the Magid Mishnah, it's only the Rabbanim. Okay, we have finished the 60 questions. So now what we have left is the Sefiros Mekablonos, which is 20 questions, and then Inyan HaDiyum of Purim. So, so we got a lot done today. Let me say hello to everybody, Rav Katan and Rav Avram. Okay, how's everything, Rav Avram?
Good.
And Ivan Sasson, Rav Harari, Nathan Bauer, and Daniel Albert, and Yehuda Shitris, and Ezra Hagler, Jacob Silvergar, and Ari Mandelblum. Okay, so Bezer Shem tomorrow will continue. So please chazer as we're going along. So, you know, it was one of these days we'll finish, and then we'll have some type of bechina of sorts. So that's why, you know, I want you to keep along, and we'll go from there. Okay, very good. Okay, have a good day, everybody.